Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allowed temperatures to drop off quickly, and after our chilly afternoon highs yesterday, most places are starting at or below freezing this morning across interior New York and New England. 20s and lower 30s will translate into 40s as we head through the morning hours with partly sunny skies. But with a disturbance heading our way from the Great Lakes, clouds will gradually be on the increase and thicken up during the course of the day. I think it'll remain dry throughout the daylight hours, and temperatures will find their way into the middle 50s on average for afternoon highs. Clouds will thicken up even more after dark tonight, and with that disturbance getting closer, we run the risk at a few showers. Because of the clouds, though, overnight temperatures will not be nearly as cool, and readings will drop back into the 40s for overnight lows, and areas of fog will develop by tomorrow morning. With that disturbance sliding on by overnight tonight and into tomorrow, showers will be likely from time to time on Tuesday, otherwise cloudy skies with highs back into the 50s. An upper-level disturbance will cut off from the main jet stream flow and keep the area of unsettled weather close by through the middle of the week. On Wednesday, and especially Thursday, we'll have plenty of showers around. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, breezy, and cool with highs staying in the middle 50s. That disturbance finally begins to lift out on Friday, but it'll be a slow process, and we'll continue to see plenty of clouds on Friday with still a few showers around. Highs will be in the middle to upper 50s. Finally, we'll have increasing sunshine on Saturday as that disturbance lifts off into the Canadian Maritimes. Highs will be around 60. And with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, highs will be back around the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Anna, located 200 miles west-southwest of Lihue, Hawaii. Anna is moving toward the west near 9 miles per hour, and a gradual turn to the northwest and a decrease in forward speed is expected today and tomorrow, and Anna is expected to remain south and west of the Hawaiian Islands. Maximum sustained winds are near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is possible today, followed by expected re-intensification tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings are likely over Necker Island, French Frigate Shoals, and Tern Island tonight. Hurricane conditions are possible over French Frigate Shoals and Tern Island tonight and tomorrow. Large swells produced by Anna will build across the northwest Hawaiian Islands through tomorrow, and a high surf advisory is out for all of the islands. With 4 to 8 inches of rain expected, flood watches are out for the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Curitiba Airport in Brazil at 2 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 10 above zero, and a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 27, 85% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Harlingen, Texas and Palm Springs, California, to a low of 15 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature 43, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.57 inches, which is 74 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 29.24 inches for the year, which is 2.52 inches below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 155, and 285 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 80, set in 1965, and the record low, 18, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:05 p.m. 10 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with showers developing, also areas of fog, and lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with showers developing, also areas of fog and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with highs in the middle 50s. Cloudy tonight with showers developing, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine this morning giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with showers developing, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to some clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with showers developing and areas of fog as well with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers, mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, and cool Wednesday and Thursday with showers in the mid-50s. Friday, a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, middle to upper 50s. Increasing sunshine, 60 on Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 60 on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.